My friends in Christ, grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. This morning we are considering one of the theme verses for the school year here at our church school in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 8, especially verse 8. But we go back to verse 7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. This is God's word. Please be seated. I don't think I'm unique in any way in what I'm about to say, but I'm guessing that your experience is probably the same as mine in life. And that's the feeling that you get when a precious chapter of your life has come to a close. It's the feeling that says, I wish things could stay the same as the way they were before. For me, I always kind of wish that things could stay the same as when my kids were little and my mom was alive to cuddle them and to spoil them and bake for them and put them on her lap and read to them and play with them. Those were some of the best days of life. And I wish things could have stayed the same. And maybe you wish things could stay the same as when you were a little child and you didn't have a care in the world. You know how they talk about adulting and how fun that is, right? Maybe you wish things could have stayed the same as when you were first married and there was that youthful passion and romance that infused your relationship. Maybe you wish things could stay the same as when you were in high school and life was just all fun every day and you had your friends around you every day. Or maybe you wish they could have stayed the same as when your dear spouse was alive or when your body was healthy and strong and you were independent. Sometimes we wish things could stay the same in our church, as in those days when everyone in Freedom Township was a member and the church was the focus of community life. Or stay the same in our school, like in the days when families and enrollment were larger. Or in the community, like in those days when you knew everyone and people had time for each other. But you know, I wonder if God does not allow these things to change and allow these cherished chapters of our lives to come to a close so that we will learn that life and stability and eternal security are never found in this world, but only in the proclamation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, of course, all of Scripture directs us to Jesus. Our school chapel services this year have done the same thing. They have focused on an assortment of biblical titles for Jesus. Here is a word cloud with all the various titles of Christ that we are considering throughout the year. This last week in our chapel service, we considered Jesus as the Son of David. I'll give you a chance, like I do in chapel service, to find it. Can you find it in our little word cloud there? Give you just a second, and then there it is. Okay. Jesus as the Son of David. Now, the letter to the Hebrews is the Bible book that perhaps shows Jesus to us most clearly and most emphatically. The letter begins with this statement. It begins in many and various ways. God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son. And then the letter goes on to give us at least 20 different titles and descriptions of Jesus. Jesus as God's Son, who was made a little lower than the angels for a while and crowned with glory by His suffering and His death. Jesus as the new Moses, as the great high priest, as the sacrifice, and as the mediator of a new covenant. Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and scorned its shame. And then comes this great confession toward the end of the book of Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus is the same yesterday. The book of Hebrews takes us back to all of the yesterdays of the Old Testament and emphasizes that Jesus is the hope and the expectation of Israel, who is present in the Old Testament, but in shadows and in types. And so the role of the high priest, who sprinkled the blood, the atoning blood on the mercy seat, the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, that high priest was a type of Jesus, our great high priest, who sprinkled his own blood that atones for us. The tabernacle, where the Israelites could approach God through sacrifices, foreshadowed Jesus, who is the sacrifice, the one sacrifice that opens the way to the Father. Moses, who led the people of Israel out of their bondage through the water, is a type of Jesus who sets us free and into whom we are baptized. Yesterday in the Old Testament, Jesus was there and he was everything to those people that he is to us now, but in types and in shadows. Yesterday to those first Hebrew readers is also the history of the miraculous and the miracles of Jesus and the hearing, the teachings of Jesus. The miracles that were still being talked about and the teachings of Jesus that were still fresh in the minds of the people just decades after the Lord's ascension. This was the Jesus whom eyewitnesses had affirmed had died and yet he was alive again. This is the Jesus of our yesterdays. This is the Jesus who in our yesterdays called us in the waters of our baptism. The Jesus who in our yesterdays came to us in his word, through our parents and teachers and pastors, and in worship for the nourishment of our faith. This is the Jesus who is the very foundation of our church and school, who was proclaimed by pastors with names like Toon and Mazel and Bickel and Schroeder, and by teachers with names like Gefike and Schick and Niebergall and Redding. We are told to remember these leaders who brought Jesus to us to imitate their way of life, because through them, Jesus came to us in many and various ways in the yesterdays of our rebellious and unfaithful response to his love. And he forgave us. All of our yesterdays forgives us and brings us now today to this new day of his grace. And that brings us to today. Jesus Christ is the same today. You know, today for the Hebrew readers of this letter, the first readers, today was not that great of a day. Today included temptations and trials that they were living with every day. Temptations to return to the tradition and the legalism of Judaism, and also the temptation to cave in to the persecuting pressure of the world to abandon Jesus Christ. And in response to these temptations, they were admonished by their Lord not to give up worshiping together as some are in the habit of doing, but to keep on gathering so that you can encourage each other in your faith, and all the more so as you see the day of Jesus Christ approaching, and to keep on living in love for each other. And they were encouraged in their day to keep their eyes on Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of their faith, and to run with endurance the race that was set before them. In their today of persecution, they were encouraged to anticipate God's discipline and to endure it as hardship, knowing that the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and that such discipline later on produces a harvest of righteousness in the lives of those who are trained by it. Today, for the Hebrews, was a day that was fraught with danger for them as Christians. And so Jesus comforts them and says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And that same Jesus comes to us in our todays. Today and every day, He comes to wake us up to the dangers that are all around us. Today we are tempted by the devil and the world and our own sinful flesh to go astray. Today we may face ridicule for belonging to Christ. Today we have family concerns as well as church and school frustrations. But today Jesus comes to us again in the assurance of our baptism and in the word of His forgiveness and in this gathering of the redeemed and in the sacrament of the altar. Today, Jesus is present in our church and school as we proclaim His word and support the missions and teach our children and gather in His name and encourage one another. Jesus Christ is the same today. And this Jesus Christ is the same forever. Forever, of course, is nothing more than an eternal series of todays. Forever is having Jesus go with us through all of the accumulating changes of each and every day. I know, as I mentioned earlier, we often wish that things would stay the same, but they don't. Christianity is declining in the Western Hemisphere. It's growing by leaps and bounds in other parts of the world, but here it struggles. Families are smaller and busier. Churches are emptier. Youth have lost dedication to religion. Neighbors are less social. And no matter how perplexing or distressing these changes are, whether these changes are the result of a devil's plot or they are just the simple vicissitudes of history and of culture, this much we know, that Jesus Christ is the same forever. And as long as we live, whether we live here in this church militant or we live there in the church triumphant, we live in Christ and in the presence of His grace and mercy. And so Hebrews 12 says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus. And so today we're thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, who yesterday laid down His life on the cross and took it up again in the resurrection to seal our salvation. We are thankful for Jesus, who today comes to us in the preaching and in the teaching and in the sacrament and in the gathering of the people as we uphold and strengthen and encourage each other in the faith. We are thankful for Jesus, who is the same forever and who will keep us secure in His kingdoms of grace and of glory. One thing you will never have to wish, never changed, is Jesus. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our dear Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.